ശ്രീ ചൈതന്യ പരമേശ്വരം സവിതാം ജൈന ഭൂതലെ സ്വയം പ്രകാരമായ ഗജാതി സ്വാപരന്തികം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീയരായിട്ട് ശിവ ശ്രീ ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദം ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരി 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 രാം ഹരി രാം 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 ഹരി ഹരി. So it's hard for us to accept that we're in such a miserable world, such a miserable condition. Because we experience some happiness here, and we think there must be something good about this world. Everybody's thinking like that. Everybody's thinking the nature is good. Just see how beautiful the sunset is, and the trees, and the forest, and the animals. There's so many naturalists in the world who love nature and go hiking and so on. There's so much affection for family members, and we see a nice family, and inside the family people are thinking, oh, this is, my father is so good. And so we get, the majority of people, practically everybody you can say, has the notion that this is a good life. The Italians have a saying, right? The sweet life, what's it? Dolce vita. The sweet life. They want a sweet life. Idyllic life. With a nice villa in the country and beautiful surroundings and so on. So when we hear, this is such an extreme position that's being taken by Srila Bhagavatam and by Srila Prabhupada's purports, that there's no happiness. And that it's simply suffering. So we may think, well, how can that be? Because I experience some happiness. But if we analyze it, we see that that so-called happiness is actually an illusion. It's like the other side of the coin. There may be some happiness, but as soon as you take that happiness, then you have to accept also the misery. And if you analyze it in full, the whole picture, sometimes a prince, sometimes a pauper, sometimes in a good country, sometimes in a bad country, sometimes animal, sometimes demigod, sometimes human being, it comes out to zero. There's actually no positive happiness in this world. Why is that? Because the Lord has arranged it as a place for us to learn that we don't belong here. How can we learn something unless there's some, you can say, clear position? If it's not clear, we'll never learn. The Lord very kindly gives Maya as her agent to kick us, to bring us suffering, so that we see, oh, now it's more clear, yes, this is a place of suffering. There's no real happiness here. Then with that conviction, we can go deeply into the spiritual side. Without having that conviction, we'll always be hoping against hope, like the bull, the duck is following the bull, thinking that the testicle will drop and then I'll enjoy it. Everybody is laboring with this false conception, even up to the point of death. They're thinking, I'm going to be happy. Or, when they realize that they're not going to be happy, that life has cheated them in some way, and they're getting old now, then they become very disappointed and despondent, and they curse God in some ways. They start blaming. They blame their family members. They blame their parents. They blame their teachers, the government. So many people hate America. Like we think, oh, America's a nice country. They give so much freedoms. But there are people, so many people, American people, who hate it. Who hate the political, because of political consideration. They hate the FBI and the CIA and so on. I hear them sometimes on the radio. So this is the condition. When we see that they're suffering, then we start blaming. Prabhupada is advising us here that we should understand this is not pessimistic or optimistic, but it's realistic. The reality is that this world is a place of suffering. If we can't accept that, then our progress is very slow. Because we'll always be thinking, if this girl had said this, then I'd be happy. It's like this Uddhavaya, no, he's not. He's such a fool. The material energy is presenting herself in a very, you know, clear way. Like Prabhupada, when he left his business, left his family, came to Vrindavan, then he could see. He said, "Now I am seeing the material nature in her naked face, the naked face of material nature. Very clear. This is material nature. There's nothing substantial here. There's no real enjoyment here." When we have that kind of full conviction, then the spiritual life is open for us. Then the Lord will be happy to have us enter into His realm, into His abode. The kingdom of God is at hand. He's in our heart. So, how to come to that point of renunciation? This is required. We have to be thoroughly convinced on this point. Then the positive side is there. So much, nice. Relishable topics are there. The whole spiritual world can open to us. The devotees, from that side, will be happy to associate with us. And we'll be in bliss, which is not dependent on satisfaction of the senses or on the arrangement of the material nature. As long as we're depending on the material nature to arrange something nice for us, we're bound to be frustrated. But when we come to the point of actually accepting, there's nothing good here. Wet stool and dry stool, Prabhupada used to say. We may think, oh, this dry stool is so much better. But no, there's nothing really of any value here for us to enjoy. But if we use that condition in the service of the Lord, then it becomes valuable. We say there's no value, like say, in something material. But if we use that same material thing in the service of the Lord, then it becomes spiritualized. So this is the relief. It's not just that we're negative, like these fanatics who are become terrorists and so on. They also are ready to renounce everything. They're showing that. They're ready to renounce. But with the spirit of malice, they hate. Their guiding emotion is hate. They get life from that hate. They love to hate. It gives them life. Everybody's looking for life. So that kind of renunciation is not wanted. We don't hate the material nature. We don't hate the arrangement. Rather, we see it as favorable because the Lord is very kindly making it difficult for us to enjoy here. This is the actual philosophy, that another form of maya is mercy. So we're able to see the hand of the Lord behind every frustrating condition. And therefore, we're always progressive. Progressive means that every condition, whatever comes to us, we can use that as a medium or platform for advancing, for going to the next step, for coming closer to Krishna. There's no cruelty in the arrangement of the Lord. This we have to be convinced about. The Lord is not arranging things to punish us as such, but rather we have brought the punishment on ourselves. And if we were able to see that, then the punishment becomes something nice, something welcome. We're not at all afraid of it, but rather we see it. Oh, this is a way of purification. Now I'll be this tendency to enjoy material nature separate from the Lord will be completely rooted out, because the Lord is very kindly sending his agent Maya to kick us. Severe agent. It's like, we'll probably give the example. If a boy, it's like this Arikarta has a problem son, then Prabhupada said, you can send such a child to a school where there'll be very strict teachers. And in that way, he'll be obliged to, like we used to call it, reform school, where you can be reformed. When I was a child, I was a threat. Some in the neighborhood, or somebody, oh, he was sent to reform school. Wow, reform school. He must have been. It was like a prison for children. So, that's good. Not that we hate the children, but they need to be reformed. Okay, so any questions?
I was thinking, because we can see, we have this practical experience, this world is full of miseries, even if we try take some enjoyment from this place. And we can understand, so spiritual life and etc. and it's more important. But still, this attachment keep us in this low condition. And
why should we be attached to something that's so miserable?
Well, I don't know, Maharaj. This is our foolishness. But still.
But still, why do you want to remain a fool? Yeah, it's true. It's your foolishness. But you want to remain a fool? If you want to be a fool, then you suffer. Why is that a question? Why is that bewildering anybody? If you don't want to, if you want to suffer, what can anybody? If you want to knowingly drink poison, now you know that your life is suffering. But you say, but still, I like to drink the poison. Okay, so then you suffer. It's not very complicated thing. It's quite simple. The unfortunate thing is we become attached to our suffering. We think, oh yes, this suffering is good. Because it's my suffering. Somehow we were so egotistical that we won't give up the suffering because it's mine. Alright, so you want to suffer, you can. But we want to go where it's happy, where it's joyful. Therefore, the first quality of a devotee is he's joyful. That's why we see Vaisheshika. Advanced devotee because he's always jolly. He's laughing. Yeah. So we want to be like that. We want to come in that side. Do you want to?